Praise the Lord. Welcome to Friday, the 17th of February, 2017. I think that's a special day, 17-2-17. Well, today God is going to do something special for you in the name of Jesus. Your long-awaited miracles will be delivered into your hands before this weekend runs out in the name of Jesus. Our topic today on the seed of destiny, and I'd like you to take very good note of today's reading because God is set for your blessing, is guard your heart. Guard your heart. The Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Thought for the day, when your flesh rules your life, your future is not guaranteed. Our anchor scripture makes it clear that the inability or ability to control what goes into one's mind will determine what flows out of one's life and out of one's destiny. This is why it is very important to guard one's heart with all diligence, to keep your heart with all diligence. You must note the following things. The first thing is that if your flesh does not respect your will, there will be nothing that will respect your life. In other words, if you cannot respect yourself, your choice, and your decisions, then there is nothing and nobody on earth that will respect you. The second thing to note today is that it is the strength of your will that undergirds the strength of your destiny. Those who have strong destiny have strong decision power. People who succeed with God and ultimately succeed in life have strength of will and decision and choice. Anyone who is controlled by the flesh is continuously under the spell of failure. When your flesh rules your life, your future is not guaranteed. When your flesh rules your life, it ruins your life. Beloved, make up your mind to be disciplined. And as you do so, I see your life experiencing a drastic change and positive turnaround in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember this, when your flesh rules your life, your future is not guaranteed. Praise the Lord. What's our assignment? Number one, search your life and note the areas where you are weak in flesh. Number two, make up your mind to overcome them. That's those areas of weaknesses using the word of God and in prayers. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Say after me, oh Lord, I receive the strength to put my flesh under subjection. Let your spirit, Lord, overshadow my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I want to pray for somebody who is not yet born again. You know that your life is not right with God. You know that if the rapture is to take place now, you cannot make it to heaven, and you want me to pray for you. Pray this prayer after me. I mean it from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. I know I'm a sinner. I need your help. Jesus, come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. Wash away my sins. Make me a new person. From today, I turn my back on sin. I turn my back on the devil. I choose to live for you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Congratulations. That's an awesome prayer you've prayed, and I believe that God has answered you in Jesus' name. I pray for everyone that has listened today, and I ask that the blessing of the Lord comes upon your life. I declare today that your prayers will be answered all the time as your flesh is put under in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Have a great day.
I'll be forever lost, but for